I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Reports say that the University of Georgia is finalizing a contract extension for head football coach Kirby Smart that'll make the 46-year-old one of the highest-paid coaches in the sport. Smart, who led Georgia to their first national championship in 41 years last season, was in the middle of a 7-year, $49 million deal. The Golden State Warriors look to wrap up the Western Conference Finals tonight as they host the Dallas Mavericks at Chase Center in San Francisco, leading the series 3-1. Dallas, though, is coming off a 119-109 home win in Game 4. Two games on the NHL playoff schedule tonight as the Carolina Hurricanes are hosting the New York Rangers in Game 5 in the East with the series tied at 2 apiece. In the West, the Oilers look to move on to the Western Conference Finals as Edmonton is at the Calgary Flames holding a 3-1 series lead. Full slate of games on the Major League Baseball schedule today with 4 matchups featuring both teams with 500 or better records as the New York Yankees open up a 4-game series at the Tampa Bay Rays, the St. Louis Cardinals welcome in the Milwaukee Brewers, the Toronto Blue Jays are on the road at the Los Angeles Angels, while the Arizona Diamondbacks are hosting the LA Dodgers. Just one game on the schedule in the WNBA as the 5-2 Dallas Wings are on the road at the 4-2 Connecticut Sun. The Wings are in the midst of a 3-game winning streak, while the Suns had their 4-game winning streak snapped by Dallas on Tuesday. More upsets in the women's draw at the French Open as 8-seeded Carolina Pliskova loses in straight sets to Leolia Jeanjean, while 9-seed Danielle Collins is defeated by Shelby Rogers in the second round. Meanwhile, top-seeded Iga Swiatek, 3rd-seed Paula Badosa, 7-seed Aryna Sabalenka, and 11-seeded Jessica Pegula all advanced to the third round, along with 22nd-ranked Madison Keys. In the men's draw, top-seed Novak Djokovic has no problems advancing to round 3 in straight sets, as does 8-seed Casper Ruud and 12-seeded Hubert Hurkacz. Bahrain-domiciled asset management firm Investcorp has ended talks with Elliott regarding a potential deal to buy Serie A champions AC Milan. Investcorp was in exclusive negotiations to buy the club as late as last month before talks broke down. U.S. investment firm Redbird is expected to step in and try to buy the club from Elliott next. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.